Hey, filmmakers, welcome to a special Saturday weekend, Memorial Day, holiday weekend edition of the Film Aspire podcast. My name is Herschel Zond, and you are listening to us at filmaspire.podomatic.com, also on iTunes, keyword Film Aspire, and you can check out all things related to us on our many, many, many web locations, fylentertainment.com, filmaspire.com, and many, many others. How's everybody doing this fine Memorial Day weekend? I have been out of touch for a while because I have been ill, had really bad bronchitis, almost pneumonia, narrowly escaped that, and I'm now for the first time today actually feeling a little better, up and running, and not horizontal on my back, which has been a very nice change today. I'm actually in my office. I'm editing, working on movies, working on documentary stuff, doing all sorts of work, and wanted to take a few minutes and share with you a few thoughts that I've had in my convalescence. Part of my time spent in the bed was with Netflix, and God bless Netflix, because I think I would have gone out of my mind in my illness without it. But one thing I got hooked into, just because I needed noise that I could maybe kind of sort of pay attention to, is I started watching Mythbusters, and I ended up watching something like 36 episodes of Mythbusters over the past week. It's been kind of crazy. But I was watching the show, and I never get tired of the show, even though from an artistic standpoint, it's the same thing over and over again, and it's the same jokes over and over again. But the special effects artist in me never gets tired of seeing a crash test dummy fly into things at high velocity. There's just something about it, and I really resonate with those gentlemen a little bit. But I was watching this episode, and it was the episode where they were busting the myth about how you can open the car door if you fall into a body of water, and they submerged the car door, and they had to wait for the pressure differential to equalize before they could open the car door. Okay. And they tried many different ways, and it just didn't work except for under very specific circumstances, which was supported by the science. Hey, ho, Discovery Channel, Mythbusters, yay, scientific fact. But at the end of the episode, the announcer comes on, and after some kind of a crazy cut to make one or the other of them look ridiculous, he said, "In the beginner's mind, there are many methods, and in the master's, there are few." And that really clicked with me, and that's – I believe I'm led to do things for a reason in all aspects of my life, and I believe that's the reason I was supposed to watch so many episodes of Mythbusters while I was having my convalescence. But that quote really – and I haven't done any further research on where that quote comes from. It sounds very Confucius-esque in its nature, but in the beginner's mind, there are many methods, options, ways, means, and in the expert's mind, there are few, or in sometimes only one. That really resonated with me because it kind of is counterintuitive to my find your right philosophy, you know, in saying that you need to explore and that you need to find different ways to make your films. And it really got me thinking about filmmakers as they progress through the annals of their career, whoever they are. You can pick whatever filmmaker you want to discuss. We're not going to get into that. But it seems like they fall back on the same tricks over and over and over again, and they never do different things. They never do new things. And I mean, some of our filmmakers that have really become popular, and especially the last 20 years, have been the guys that have really been the innovators and have come up with new ways of doing things, new ways of thinking about their filmmaking. And as their films progress, it becomes kind of the same thing over and over and over, and they fall back on the same tricks over and over and over again. And it got me to thinking that maybe we, especially as the micro-budgeteers who have to be so enterprising and so ingenuitive all the time anyway, we're always striving, and I know I am, I'm always striving to get better at what I do and to become more of an expert in the different areas of what I'm trying to do, be it lighting or camera work or cinematography or directing or acting or whatever it is. I'm always trying to become more of an expert on those things and a master in those instances of those different areas. And I'm thinking maybe I've got it wrong. And I want to become a master of my craft, of course, but I think the mindset needs to stay the same. Think about that. What if we as people, and going completely aside from the filmmaking world, what if we as people kept the beginner's mindset forever? Not the skill set, not the beginner's skill set. We want to increase our skills in whatever we're doing. But the beginner's mindset, where all possibilities are possible, where all methods could work out. What more could we achieve? What more could we do with our own selves and our own lives if we never said, well, that can't work, without even trying it? Because it's worth a try. And that's why experimentation is so important in anything you do. Right now, I'm in the process of restoring an antique mirror as a gift for somebody. I've never restored an antique mirror. I've watched a lot of American Restoration on the History Channel. I watched Bob Vila a lot when he was on TV, but I'm not a handyman. I don't know how to restore antiques. This particular mirror was destroyed in an accident, so it's worthless as it is. I'm trying to revive it for sentimental reasons for somebody, and I've made a lot of mistakes. And I've approached it from an aspect that would probably make a historical restorer cringe. I've gone through a lot of wood glue, and I've broken a lot of pieces of mirror. But I'm getting really close. And, you know, it never occurred to me once to look at this project and say, well, that can't be done. I can't do that. Or that's impossible. Or it's not worth my while. If I'd had that mindset, I would have never gotten any aspect of any one of my films off the ground, because probably according to the quote-unquote right way, I've probably never made a film correctly or shot anything correctly in my life, just because I'm completely self-taught. And I've realized that I have stayed in that beginner's mindset. I've never gotten into the master's mindset. I've always approached everything with a feeling of, how can I learn more? What can I do differently? Oop, I don't want to do that again. Ooh, that works really well. I'm going to do that again. You know, and I'm always trying new techniques. With, you know, very simply from my screen directing aspects, my first film, Girl Number 3, is shot in a very old Hollywood, Alfred Hitchcock, long takes, wide shots. Everything moves, but everything is done from a very, you know, wide to medium range. I don't do a whole lot of close-ups. Conversely, Wish for the Dead, which, you know, I wasn't the director on, but I was very key and instrumental in all aspects of production, and I was the cinematographer on it. I wanted to take a different approach. I wanted to use more known ways of moving the camera Hollywood style and use more Hollywood style cuts and framings. So there's a lot more close-ups. There's a lot more dolly shots and, you know, there's a rack focuses and just different things that, A, I didn't have the technology to do the first time. You know, I increased my skill set with the different pieces of equipment that I have and the different technology that I have, but also in the technique. So I've increased my expert status as, you know, my skill set. But even with that movie, even with Wish for the Dead, with everything that I've learned in the interim between Girl Number 3 and now, I have learned things that work. I learned things that don't work, but I was still trying things. I was still saying, well, let's experiment with this. Let's put the light over here instead of over here. Let's, you know, do different things. So by keeping that beginner's mindset, all the options were open to me. And I've been on sets where, you know, people get in big arguments. You can't do that for this reason exactly, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, why don't you try it? And, you know, and maybe it's in some instances because somebody else has tried it and they've seen the result and they don't know and they know it doesn't work. And that's one thing that you have to give over to people that have experience who have tried things. But this happens even in the big world with people who are very important to the world. I think about Aliens and James Cameron. And in the scene with the facehugger where it jumps, they had rigged this whole thing. It was all going to work. And the crew all thought they'd caught James Cameron in a mistake in that the rain, when they played the footage back in reverse to make it look like the thing was jumping toward him instead of away from him, the rain was going to be going up. Instead of coming down. And they thought, haha, you screwed up. And, you know, they didn't really think the audience would notice, but they thought they'd caught, you know, big hotshot new kid James Cameron, in the early 80s, in this big mistake. And it turned out when they got to the edit and they looked at it, you could not tell which direction the rain was going. And he says that he knew that that would happen. I don't know if he did or not. That's up for debate. But because he kind of at that point had the beginner's mindset, he didn't have the stigma of, you know, being an expert or her making a mistake or, you know, it can't be done for this reason. He just did it and it worked. And I think that's something that's sorely lost, especially as we grow older as artists, as filmmakers, as actors. You get into this mindset of just not being able to do it for XYZ reasons instead of trying things. And what is our art form if not an exploratory art form? We're constantly probing and looking into different aspects of the human life, and there's always going to be people who are trying to push the envelope and find new ways of shooting things and new ways of creating films and art. And I think it's very, very important for us as filmmakers and as artists, and we are artists. I will always always maintain that a filmmaker is an artist in every sense of the word. We have to push boundaries, and we need to keep that beginner's mindset. Very, very important. I didn't do my sponsorship spiel at the top of the show because I was so excited to get into this message about the beginner's mindset. So let me go ahead and do that now before I take care of a few housekeeping items. Film Aspire is a part of the FYL Entertainment family. You can find out more information on FYL Entertainment at fylentertainment.com. We are a multifaceted company now. We have joined forces with our sister program, the Acting for Your Life program, with Catherine Ray Furrow. You can check her podcast out at actingforyourlife.podomatic.com. Always exciting things going on over there with AFYL. FYL Entertainment seeks to do everything from education to production. We have an educational component. We have a production component. And we are in the throes of our Indiegogo campaign for our first feature film as a company, which is called Breath of Heaven. And we've got information in the little dialogue box below here on the podcast page about how you can get involved with the Breath of Heaven project. Like I said, we are in the throes of our Indiegogo campaign, and we would love your help. We have just initiated a new section of the campaign called Give a Dollar, Get a Holla. And we are asking everybody that visits the page just to donate $1 to our efforts. And for that, we will make sure and get you a good shout out on our Facebook page. And it's an incredible film. I'm very honored to be a part of it, both as an actor and as the director. So excited to be working with the people we are working with. One of our partners is Thoughtfly Grip and Lighting in Louisville, Kentucky. You can check them out at thoughtflygripandlighting.com. That's all spelled out. ThoughtflyGripAndLighting.com. Joe and Duncan are incredible technical artists and filmmakers themselves, and they have a vast amount of knowledge and can be your experts if you need help. They are indie friendly, so check them out. ThoughtflyGripAndLighting.com. I also want to just take a moment to thank everybody who's been liking us on the Facebook page. We have finally passed 100 likes, which doesn't seem like a lot, but I will celebrate every small achievement that we make, and eventually they'll roll up into larger achievements. So if you are a listener, please do check us out at facebook.com/filmaspire and give us a like and tell us what you want to hear on the show. If you have any podcast topic suggestions, comments, questions, things you'd like to see addressed on the show, please do forward that to info@fylentertainment.com or to filmaspire@live.com, and we will get a show out. And if I don't have the answer, I will seek out an expert that will help us get the answer to what you need to talk about. All right, I can feel the cough starting to rise in my chest yet again. I am going to turn back around to my other edit station and start getting some work done that doesn't involve speaking, but I want to wish everybody a happy Memorial Day. If you have former or current service members in your families or in your friends' pool, please do take a moment to thank them this weekend for their service. We are artists, and we get to live in a country where we're free to pursue our art, largely because we have a wonderful group of men and women who are dedicated to serving our country and protecting our country. So I thank you for your service, if you are listeners or if you have friends and family that are. Everybody out there, have a great weekend. Get some good shots of your friends, family, barbecues, fireworks, or if you're making movies this weekend, I wish you all the best. Get out there and tell your story.